I'm Simon Brewer, and I'm pleased to share some of the latest news from the show with our listener community. I started the podcast in 2020 with my friend and colleague Will Campion, having been inspired by similar finance shows in the US. And we're thrilled that it has now become such a valued resource for the global business and finance sector. The Money Maze podcast now reaches over 500,000 listeners per year across over 100 countries, and we've been nominated for a number of industry awards. Firms featured on the show collectively manage over 40 trillion in assets, helping to shape the future of the modern economy. Therefore, I'd like to start by saying thank you. Thank you to all our followers for both listening and supporting the show. We're immensely grateful, and we would not be where we are today on our podcasting journey without our growing global audience. We're always happy to respond to guest ideas and show suggestions, and you can reach us easily via info@moneymazepodcast.com. To ensure we can bring you the content for free, I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, which now include Schroders, Bremont Watches, Live Trade from Bordeaux Index, and Mintos. In the past, both Will and myself have bought products from the show's sponsors, so we can genuinely and happily recommend them to our community. We're fortunate to be supported by these leading firms, all of which are setting the standard in their industry through great innovation, deep expertise, and a tangible love of what they deliver. You can find out more about the fantastic Money Maze podcast sponsors via the episode description below. We're particularly proud to be doing our bit in giving back to society. Part of the reasoning behind starting the podcast was to help young people develop a better understanding of the breadth of career opportunities in finance and business. We're therefore committed to keeping the show free, ensuring all can enjoy it without restrictive paywalls. Furthermore, we've worked hard to promote careers in the industry for women and those from underrepresented groups. We've achieved this through featuring a range of female industry leaders on the show itself. Female guests this year have included Luba Nicolina of WTW, Joan Solitar of Blackstone, Leda Braga of Systematica, Karen Karnold-Tambour of Bridgewater, and Tara Alhadef of Permira. Past guests on the show have also come from a wide range of socioeconomic, ethnic, and religious backgrounds. To further our goals of advancing female representation in the industry, we've also partnered with GAIN UK, standing for Girls Are Investors. The charity was set up by investment professionals to improve gender diversity in asset management by building a talent pipeline of entry-level female candidates. They've reached over 10,000 students via their events and have more than 1,000 investment industry volunteers in their network. You can find out more about GAIN by visiting gainuk.org. Both Will Campion and I have two daughters each, and we are very keen that they should certainly be aware of all the opportunities available in finance and business. This summer, we released our private equity mini-series. It featured interviewees from some of the industry's biggest players, including Bain Capital, CD&R, Vista Equity Partners, Terra Firma, Permira, Goldman Sachs, Schroders Capital, and KKR. The episodes are available on all podcast apps, via our website, and on our YouTube channel. We've also invested in a significant upgrade to our website, found at www.moneymazepodcast.com. On the site, you can sign up to our popular newsletter and enjoy the full podcast archive. For those looking for new employment opportunities, we also have a careers page. Here, we feature roles shared with us by our corporate partners and listener ecosystem, both in finance and beyond. We hope those thinking of making a career change find the page useful. On the site, you can also find our blog, enjoy some recommended reading from our guests, and learn more about our corporate partner program. So, it's really been an exciting journey so far. We want to thank you all again. As a consequence of the reach of the show, I've been asked to speak at a number of events like the London Value Investor Conference, the Quality Growth Conference, Intelligence Squared and Y-Tree, and several UK universities, 9 of whom we're now sponsoring. So certainly we'd love to hear what you think. If you have guest suggestions for those in the professional investor community, we also have launched a spin-off series entitled Curated Podcasts with Simon Brewer. In these episodes, I speak to leading figures in the investment world, as well as featuring a few other fascinating organizations. Here, you'll enjoy detailed insights into how some of the world's leading financial institutions approach their markets, how businesses are developing their edge, and the new investment ideas which are shaping our world. The series is linked to the episode description below and is also available on the podcast apps. So many thanks again for listening. We look forward to bringing you plenty more interesting episodes with some of the biggest names in global finance, as well as a series we hope to do on venture capital, one on sports and finance, and lots of other stuff and beyond. So once more, thank you so much for listening, and until next time.